Qantas planes may be back in the air, but problems will continue for some passengers whose plans were disrupted. While Qantas is paying for some air travellers' accommodation costs, the consumer group Choice says that doesn't go far enough. It wants the airline to compensate people for inconvenience. Meredith Griffiths reports.
Isabel Figuel was at Sydney Airport all day yesterday. She was supposed to fly to Perth early in the morning.
It's very hard to communicate with them on the phone. It's an over 2 hour on hold process, but it's a numbers game. There's so many people that are trying.
Christopher Zinn from the consumer group Choice says it wasn't just the phone systems that failed.
People who get tweets or SMSs, perhaps 24 hours after they should have done in terms of the customer charter telling them that their flight would be cancelled.
He says the Qantas call centre was unprepared.
It would perhaps be impossible given the sheer scale of the disruption and distress that the call centre could come up to speed so quickly. But we'd say that's what Qantas should have borne in mind before they pulled the plug. This was really unilateral action, using the consumers and passengers as pawns. They can find it very hard to claim that customers are central to their business anymore.
Extra call centre staff have been put on by insurance companies. Campbell Fuller is the General Manager of the Insurance Council of Australia.
Different insurers had different terms and conditions. The best advice we can offer travellers is to check with their travel insurer as soon as they can.
Qantas doesn't have many legal obligations to customers, according to Christopher Zinn from Choice.
One's rights in flight are far less than many people would believe. Now, Qantas has offered for people who are already in transit to make recompense of about $350 a day. That's one thing. But then there is the whole issue of people who've had bookings, haven't started travelling, who've just been told, well, look, we'll refund your ticket, or you get another ticket in the same class and we'll make good. I mean, this really means that they have to pay for two sets of tickets and wait for a refund from Qantas, and who knows how long that will take, because the industry standard on such refunds has sometimes been weeks as opposed to days. So we'd like Qantas really to give some commitment in terms of the refunds.
However, those passengers who've been stranded in Europe are entitled to €600 from Qantas. Pablo Mendez de Leon specialises in air and space law at Leiden University in the Netherlands.
They would be entitled to such compensations if they fly from an airport located in an EU state, so let's say London, Sydney. However, if they want to embark in Sydney with destination London or Paris or whatever destination in Europe, then they are not.
The compensation is enshrined in an EU law that sets out airline passengers' rights. Christopher Zinn from Choice says the government should look at setting up a similar system here, or at least establishing a travel industry ombudsman.
Meredith Griffiths.